Erev Rosh Hashanah Toshin Ein Vez at Nishmaya. Okay, a couple these klalias stand in Yoni Hayoim. Yom Echad B'Shana Chas B'Shana. So they say that tomorrow, if you show the chashivas of tomorrow, even though it's the last day of the year, so you might think, you know, what's the big deal? If you show the chashivas of the last day of the year, so then that gives it, shows the whole year, and also makes it ticking for the entire year. And one of the things that is very chashiv is the ma'aseh, since it's a lot of lachetz, especially on a 3D Yom Tov, so the inyan of to be make more redactic on Yoni Habayis. Yoni Shalom Bayis, that, you know, to help out, it's also a chelik of Vayis Hashem. That's one nekuda. Now, Aseres Mitzvah, this I come with Kabbal from Mershon Stern, that Aseres Mitzvah is a special zman of Kiras Hashem. Right? Jewish Hashem is what's we are say Kashbrook is Kira of Kashbrook to every single yid on this day, more on Aseres Mitzvah than the whole entire year. Every single yachin has a din of a rabbim, which means Gabi's tefillah are makubal yoser on Aseres Mitzvah, which means that if a person really believes in that, would mean that he would daven, take out a time during every single Aseres Mitzvah to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu for his tzrachim, because now he has a chance to have a special meeting with the Melech. And why are you not using the time? Why not you spending time with the Melech? It seems like obviously there's a lack of awareness in the relationship that you have a special yachas with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's min haroi to take time, 5 minutes a day, chol pachas, every single day, Aseres Mitzvah, to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu and make certain you're bakashas. Now is the time, Aseres Mitzvah is the time to make the zriah for the whole year. Right? If you don't, a person has a certain time, you have a certain time to grow the crops. The crops are not, it's not the time to plant. If you don't plant when the time is to plant, if you, after the rainy season, you plant, so then you lose out the zman zriah, you don't have fruits from the shas zriah. Here also, the Aseres Mitzvah is a zman to be zareya. Take a seat, cheers. Is zman to be zareya for the whole entire year. If you don't use this time, so then you lost out in the whole time of what you can gain from the shas zriah. That's what. So you have to make sure to use properly Aseres Mitzvah. As I said every year, and someone told to me, so I just told to everybody else that there's a lot of lachatz on Rosh Hashanah. People have, especially since tired from slichas, so there's a lot of lachatz, and things go wrong, which you have no idea that expected wrong happen, go wrong on Rosh Hashanah. You have certain plans and this and that. Last year, I got a knock on my door right in the middle of the Suda. As a younger man just got married, moved to Eretz Yisrael, the next building, his fuse blew right at the beginning of Yom Tov. And I have a refrigerator, a freezer too, whatever, freezer full of meat and chicken. So he's spending the first hour and a half of Rosh Hashanah going to neighbors and putting in a chicken here, a fish here, and a piece of meat over there. And that was, you know, that was the way he brought in the Malchus Shemayim. And things happen all the time. You dive in the Sikhin, and then guests come an hour and a half later than expected. And mainly you have a lot of lachats, and it's really that it's not it, because of the lachas, it causes you to get bakas. It's not that, don't think, oh wow, I'm a balkais and then just the matzis. You have to be, if the more you're aware that things can go wrong, lo'aleinu, it shouldn't go wrong, but matzis, things don't work out the way you have, because the ma'isa, you have a family, you have this and everything, other people involved, and therefore if you just realize that, and the machusa b'ratzon kibul leim is this nakuda, I'm a kabul his ratzon, whatever he wants, and Hashem decides that now after you're busy schlepping meat to neighbors in different buildings, whatever it is, and spend the rest of Shana and Shabbos, that was last year also, he spent the whole in the dark, that's Rosh Hashem. And, you know, very good, the newlywed, and he comes very well, but that's Kabo Ratzoyin, Chusa B'Ratzoyin. And Rabbi Yom Finger always says, he said that a person has Bekas by night. So or during the Rosh Hashanah, so he says, "Oi, there's a siman ra for the whole year. It's terrible, and the mela I'm doomed for the entire year. This and that." Says if you're magas gabra the kas, it's a siman that the entire year you'll be able to use gabra and you meet this rice. So for care to use the matzav as the best you can to make it into a toif. The person davos with benches with kavana. The mishchinuch mishabur brings down berachas amazon. The person benches with kavana will never have a problem panos entire life. So the chayyur it's min aray that a person should bench with kavana on Rosh Hashanah, because if during the rest of the year bench it helps parnasa. So ma'atoy v'noyim it helps Rosh parnasa for on Rosh Hashanah itself. And just the part of the mechav and the karsa toiv and the karsa baruch took it out of Mitzrayim and we want his malchus to be his gaber and Hashem shavach ma'asam and klai yisrael and the toiv and meitiv and all the hatava in a simple little machshava. And the Pinchas always says that Shas Achila is Shas Dveikis, but Hashem is giving you Chiyas. So you can gain a lot of Shas Achila. So therefore, a person can try to take out, normally he's not in the Madrega, but now we try to push ourselves to be in a higher Madrega, to be in the Suda, to gain more out of the Suda. As also I say every year, to think, pick a Mishnais, pick some type of limud, something that you're able to take with you for the while you're in the street, today that you should be able to not be mafsik from limud Torah during the entire day. So easy to take a Mishnah, but hey, from Sar Agra, really appreciate every reg of Torah is chashiv. So you just a little bit of thinking, call reg, thinking about the Torah, that itself is very chashiv. And sometimes it might be a little lachat stick. You got constantly thinking psukim, thinking mishnayis. So I had an einfall this year of certain ideas that you could think of during in the street and different times when you're not davening or learning with the sefer that can lubricate the situation. We think a pasuk. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You become limur Torah, and by thinking about that. You think, why do I love Hashem? Hashem gave me 2 feet. Hashem gave me hands. He gave me eyes. He gave me ears. He gave me a house. He gave me parnasa. V'hafta Hashem b'chol avavachol nashachom. It says in the Torah, I'm a kaim that mitzvah b'chol avavachol nashachom v'idecha, what Hashem gave me. And you kind of think over different things. And of course, you can take for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to b'kaim the mitzvah v'hafta Hashem. I'm a kaim the lima Torah v'hafta Hashem b'chol avavachol nashachom v'idecha. And you think it over and over, so you accomplish besides learning, it also makes you aware of all the goodness that Hashem gives you. Also, a pasuk v'hafta is the recha kamarcha. That klal gadol b'Torah, right? It's a chashuva. Chashu also a Gemara. Maimon Mar Rukiva said, "Zeh klal gadol b'Torah." So you think about that pasuk, and you walk in the street, and you see, I love that yid. Why? He looks nice. He dressed nice. I know him. He's a this. He's a that. And you mukayim that pasuk constantly, saying over the pesukim. Sedek Tishba says in the pasuk, Sedek Tishba Sami Secha. How we done? Let's call him Chav Schus. So I'm going to look at Schus in him. I'm going to look at Schus in him. And these, besides being always with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through Limud, you're also helping the din. Because by realizing what Hashem gives to you, that's a chelik of the din. By being makarv, by loving other people, that's a help for the din. And they say, call Dana Chaver L'schus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dan Him L'schus. So these are just also psukim today that a person can make it easier, different things wants to think about. Whole Aseret Mitzvah is a 10-day course. Once there was a doctor that had a patient on the operating table, and he went into cardiac arrest, and he had a heart attack, and the doctor didn't know how to do CPR, and the patient died. And because of that, they made a law that every year the doctors take a refresher course in the first day, push the first day. You learn it when you're an internship, and then 40 years later you never practice, so you don't know what you're doing. So every year they require that they have to have a refresher course. Every year we're required to have a refresher course of Yir Shamayim, right? The whole year is affected by how we live during these next 10 days. How much we put into these 10 days is a refresher course, right? We push ourselves. We go to, we have chumras, we don't have the rest of the year. Why? Because we're going through a course. And the point of the course is to train ourselves so that therefore we have the capability, understanding that when, and who knows, when I'm in Tu B'Shvat and when I'm holding in Nisan and I'm being oimid on a certain Aveira, it's because of that course that I took during Shesh Mei Tshuva. We don't realize how much it has affected us entire year. Plus the fact, going Chumras during Shesh Mei Tshuva is the Indian of, you can go to the other extreme, then you can go back to Derech HaMutza, which is the Mokum where you're supposed to be Noig, Derech HaMutza. Rosh Hashanah is the Chag Yira, which Yira is a keen kol Torah kula. At the Goyin and Mishlein Lamed Perek Lamed test says that people learn and not makayim, and then people learn without pnius. So he says that's Laman Loini Gal Lerik VeLeNeled Bahala. Lerik is that you're learning with pnius. LeBahala is that you learned and you're punished from Limud Torah. How do you prevent this from happening? He says you have to have Yiras Shemayim. They say, that's really avos of Yiras Shemayim, man lo nigal erik nilat bahala. He says, Yiras Hashem tohara, I made this law. So the foundation of everything is Yiras Shemayim. Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Dal, Perek Dal, brings down a Zoyar. And I'll just read you how they translate it in Lashon HaKadosh. Shari Shvishar Yisoy Lekol Shaar Mitzvah Satayra, Misha Shemayim Esa Yira, Shemayim Esa Kol. Or Misha Ena Shemayim Esa Yira, Ena Shemayim Mitzvah Satayra. That if you don't have Yira, which is the study of Rosh Hashanah, then you're not going to have the key of Torah mitzvahs. Then he says, Ma omachu shemayim, like a shore that goes under the yoke. Kach tarach adam l'kabal of ol t'chila. Bachach yavad kol mashah tarach. Vim eino l'kabal of zet t'chila, eni yachol avayin. Vim zu eino nimsis etzloi leishari b'kadush al yoyinah. If the person doesn't have Yira Shemayim, then he has no eschola, cannot be matzliach, and any avoida as Hashem. And maybe that's why the beginning of the year is avoida as a year, in order that we should build in ourselves the shrushim to have a whole year of Torah mitzvahs. And he said, Pasuk Yira Shem Toysef Yomim, because if you have Yira Shem, you're living a life of tachlis that Hashem wants you to do, so he makes it Yomim because you're doing your tachlis. And Rebbe brings a Pasuk in the Yerush Teshuva, Yira Shem Mekor Chaim. So Rebbe Yerush says that, Rebbe Yerush says in the Yerush Teshuva, in the back of some of the Shari Teshuvas, Rebbe Yerush says, Yerush Elkeinu, Yishtabach Shmoy La'ad, Yisoy Natari Mekol HaMitzvahs. V'hazaris v'amusarim, u'mitzvah nava v'choyim in esgava g'dorilo v'tzruat shemayim. A very chashuv a mitzvah. Asher loy tomesh kol yom kol nefesh ha'odom yiras shemayim. Mosh nemer ki'im b'yiras Hashem kol hayoyim. The in yiras Hashem is that is the schola. And Rav Miller explains what is yira. Yira means to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you have to be, just to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Yira. That's a schol of Yira. Yira means to see, ra'ah, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, therefore, when a person is working on Yira, that is, he's putting himself, he's planning himself, you say this for a Shana Toiva of Torah Mitzvahs. As the name brings in Shari Tshuva, Gimel Chav Zayin. Pentishka HaShem Lekecha. Chayiv Odom, the person Chayiv to Mishtadol, to be Koina, to things that will always remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Toivis, Tznius, Kishon Machshavis, Tachzimidis, Kizera Koidish, Yisigal Kol Hanaga Nova Matir Baalem, Mizchiras Hashem Yisbarach. So a person has to acquire inyonim that will be show midas by acting in a certain way because he's aware of Hashem that brings him Yiras Shemayim. So it's not only just a idea, but it's a way to have a hug an entire life to be kind of this mid of Yira. So again, in the Rechayiv, in the street, we can also think these Pen Tishkos Hashem Lekecha Asherei Necha Yiras Hashem Lekecha Tira. These are also Psukim. How do we have Hashem Lekecha Tira? If I have Midas Toivis, if I have Enhagas Toivis, if I'm a Ben Toira, think about that in the street. You're Rechayiv again Toira and Hachana, which is the Tachas of Rosh Hashanah also. Now, in Etzer Rosh Hashanah, there's a Yishalmi which says the fact. It says in Yishalmi, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Vasisim Oila. All other pasuk is psukim by the Kabbalah says v'krav t'moila. Here it says v'sisa moila. Zokti Yishalmi in Rosh Hashanah Dal Ches. Kivin shenichnastim l'din l'fnei fanai Rosh Hashanah v'tzosem b'shalom maila nialechem kilu nivrasim mechadash. It's kilu created new. So if it says something here, we're made new on Rosh Hashanah, that means, as like Rosh Hashanah speaks about it, and others also, Baron Cutler mentioned that. We have Ashpa from the year, from the whole year, we have Ashpa. We did things, has Ashpa, the Ra, and the Chashrom, and the Toiv. Comes Rosh Hashanah, it makes us a break. You're a new Bria. Hashem makes you from Chadash. You can't notice it, but Hashem is now starting over again. You're a new person. This fact is there's a kitchering in Shemayim that my anus my Adam kisifkadenu. Why should Hashem, the Malachim say, why should you remake a person? That kitchering happens every Rosh Hashanah because Hashem's remaking the person. So in the Meila, there's an eschatshis. If there's a eschatshis, a person now can change his whole metzias from what he is. My anus kisifkadenu?
No, this
is Yishami. Yishami is a Dalit Ches. Rosh Hashanah. So if we're starting new, that means we have to forget about our past. Renayena inside Yisoyda Tshuva. Yisoyda Tshuva is brought down to that they bring down that you should learn it every single day of Tzeres Mitzuva. The whole pachas, if you don't learn it, once or every Rosh Hashanah, you take a look at it. It's mamash. It says this Yisoyd. Yisoyda Tshuva is that a person has the Eitzah, says to them, well, what are you going to do, Tshuva? So Renayena says, I'll tell you the Eitzah. Hayorim ke'ilu yolad, as if I was born today, starting fresh. Nothing happened to me. I didn't do any mitzvahs. I didn't do a veiris, and I'm kulei chadash. And this is chadashes, is how you start being about tshuva. Dainu, that I don't what I did in the past. It's not me anymore. Today I'm new, and from being new today, that is how a person is supposed to do tshuva every single day of the year. And Kavachomer, Benukavachomer, and Rosh Hashanah. The Metzius is that way. We are now Nivra Mechadash, and the Metzius is that we're starting the Shrushim of a new year, which means that we have less kesher with what's going on what the year before, and therefore even mitzvahs. Nasa Machmor says, you do a mitzvah, don't do the mitzvah because last year you did the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah with his chadshes. He says, David Achikam's chet was that he knew that his madrega, he wasn't makabel Lashon Hara. He didn't stop to say, not for Lashon Hara, I have to think again. What's the lock of someone says Lashon Hara? I have to do with his chatches. Do I have to be makabel Lashon Hara or not makabel Lashon Hara? He just went, he was going for his Havana from before, and Mela was a tine in him, and Mela, he unfortunately got killed. And a person has to start new. If a person starting new, he has, the sky's the limit. As Mikhtam Mayo says, there are two types of Bechira. There's Bechira Klalis and Bechira Pratis. In Mikhtam Mayo, page 67, Chelik Aleph, under right before Zechorin and Shaifris, in Chelik Aleph. And over there he says the following. There's like, the person's going on a road. The person has a road. So he can go on the higher lane, the lower lane, he can go on the grass, he can go on the sidewalk, he can go anywhere on the road he wants. But Maisi is on this road. Then he comes to a fork and he has two drachim. So now he could. Well, before he's being boycho, which lane he should drive in or how he should go on this road. Now he has in front of him two different paths. And a whole different way of choosing. If I choose this path, I might, who knows what's going to be this path. And if I choose this path, it's a whole different path. So the two different drachim. The whole year, we're on a certain mahalach, a certain one road. And we could chashom crash in that road, or we can go the best way in that road. But b'derech kal, we're sticking to one road. Kaz Rosh Hashanah, we could choose a different road. A different road. Chashom, a road that's worse, or Chashom, a whole different road, a beautiful road, a mamish, a whole new vista of avodas Hashem, completely no shaychas till the year before. And once I bring myself above and beyond the road that I was before. I was traveling third class. Now I'm traveling on a road of first class play derech, a whole different derech. And a person has to realize that now I have a chance to choose this. Right, as much as I want, because now as a bechira klaus, I have a new derech I could choose, and then the rest of the year you can either steig or go not steig in the derech that you chose. If a person chooses derech ra, he can get the best out of derech ra, and if a person chooses derech toiv, he could chashom pick the worst of the derech toiv. But here's a chance to change. You know, you have a small house. Now's a chance to change into a mansion. A person has to realize that he has to have bishoyef for godless on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Iker Din, Makabel from my Reshiva, from Rabban Kotler, it's Shmuz in Mishnah Baran, it's from the Goin, that is in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, in Halachov, you also say Shana Torah with the Kosev, and say Chosem. So the Goin in the bottom there says, there are two Dinim in Rosh Hashanah, there's Din Olam Haba, and Din Olam Hazeh. The Iker Din of Olam, of Rosh Hashanah, is Olam Haba. The din of Olam Hazeh is the Gemar of the din is on Yom Kippur. And if the, what does it mean the din of Olam Haba? It means is the following, that the Siyata Shemayim of the entire year. How are you going to be Tzliach? How much Torah of Avada are you going to get? How much Masechtas are going to be chazring? How much Halacha are you going to be kaim? How much Menel Chaver are you going to be kaim? That's what makes the Migdaf Kemina. Also, Mutav Shil Adam is, people should think he's a Shaita. For Rufil Rega Achad the Rasha. Person can chasron be looked upon a whole entire year as a Rasha, even if he lives out. They said the Rasha can live an entire year because he was nechtam l'chaim on Yom Kippur. But Hashem looked at him as a Rasha entire year. You know what that means? That's a terrible thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu was tackling him. In Shemayim, it means a whole year Hashem thought he was a Rasha, even if he's alive an entire year. And a person can be down as a tzaddik and still die because he was nechtam on Yom Kippur, l'aleinu, for Misa. So we have to realize that a person is being down the ruchnius is how I can be mitzatif in the Kvod Shemayim this year. How I can be marve Kvod Shemayim for Akash Baruch Hu in this year. A person has to realize how I can be mishtatif in Kvod Shemayim, which means that a person has to feel when there's once ribui Torah, once ribui yeshivas, ribui people to do Torah mitzvahs. Not only me to do Torah mitzvahs, but I want that because that's a chiluk of the mishtatif in Kvod Shemayim. Normally, a person when he sees a car driving on Shabbos, so some people get upset the person screams Shabbos. I don't know how many people get upset when the car drives by, but chol pachas on Rosh Hashanah, you see a car driving by, you should have a tzar. Say, oi, Rabbeinu Shalom, so much tsar. I wish that car would stop being Mechal Shabbos. I wish we stopped Mechal Yom Tov. I want to have this whole world be Mishtatev in Kvod Shemayim. And by doing this, you are showing Kosh Baruch Hu how you want to be Marbe Kvod Shemayim, and that is what the Ikar Din is. Now, imagine you're sleeping and you hear a knock on your door. And you come to open the door, and you see the Gullah door is by your door. You're in your pajamas, whatever it is, the Vilna Gaon, whatever you want to imagine, you come to your door, and you say, "What's going on?" Well, you know, I mean, you're embarrassed, dressed in your pajamas. He comes in, doesn't talk. He takes off your pajama top, puts on your shirt, and like you know, it's flying. And then he starts putting on your socks, and he starts tying. And like, what are you doing? And your mamash pachad, and you don't know what to do with yourself. You know, where to hide, and he's making you breakfast. You think such a thing matters? I think a mamash it would be tremendous. That is malchus. We wake up in the morning. Akash Baruch Hu gives us an neshama. Hashem comes. He takes us matir asrum. Zoike kefufim. Hashem is doing everything. Hashem is malbish arumim. Hashem is pakeach ivrim. We want to take a step. Hashem is there. He moves our foot forward. Hashem gives us footed. Malchus is the awareness that Akash Baruch Hu does everything. We don't do anything. If we get a picture that the God will do, the Chavetz Chaim would get us dressed and feed us breakfast and prepare us everything we need for the day, we would be nistoymim, we would be havira and simcha, we would all hegesh and biyachad. That is Malchus. Malchus is the complete awareness that we don't do anything. We cannot do anything. Akash Baruch Hu does kuloi. That is ain't oin mavadai. Rav Chassid used to say, "Ich tot, the Eibusha tot. Ich klap, the Eibusha klapped." That was to bring this yisoid. That is awareness that Akash Baruch Hu is ain't oin mavadai. That is haschola of Malchus, to realize that he does everything. So it's when you make the brachas, Bekeach Ivrim, he opened my eyes. When you dafka a person who's blind, Hashem is Bekeach Ivrim. He's Malbish. What does Malbish Ruma mean? Only person in a poor house? Malbish Ruma. Every single person, Hashem gets dressed. Hashem made the clothing, he gives it to us, and he gives me the koyach to put it on. Right? I helped someone who had a stroke to put on tefillin. He couldn't move his hand. His hand felt like Mamish. Loileinu. That he felt that Mamish couldn't move his hand. It was a cold thing. Hashem gives the kayach. We have to realize that there's nothing to do with kule kole tali in the Kosh Baruch Hu. If one blood clot in the capillary in the brain, or small where the blood goes in, that's a stroke, chas v'shalom. We kule tali in the Kosh Baruch Hu. That's Rosh Hashem Yisirev, Asamiach l'machazdoi. What is the Rosh Hashem Yisirev? That means Hashem, we want Hashem's yira, the awareness that Hashem is the kule enog mavadoi. Then it's miyachal machazdoi. That's what Rigdi Milik says in the pasuk. Miyachal machazdoi is because we cannot do anything else. It's koy kula Hashem. So that is the alphabet of, I don't know if the alphabet, that's one of the nekudis of Malchus Shemaim. Now we go and we say, what does it mean? We want to be afraid. We're asking Kosh Baruch Hu. Let's translate in English. Hashem, please make me afraid and have a lot of fear. That, so you give a bracha. I give you a bracha, you should always be afraid. So what type of bracha is that? What is the bakasha? V'chein tein pachtecha. So there's amen, there's yira. There's amen, there's pachin, there's amen. There's two nekudas, two mashalim. If you have, Amal, remember you used to go to your Zaidi or someone that you love one on his lap, and you sing his lap, and your brother's on his lap also, and you start fighting. Right? You start pushing him out, and he says, Hetzachain. If you don't behave, both of you don't behave, or whether you disbehave, I'm going to take you off my lap. And if you really make a lot of trouble, I'm going to give you a patch. So, what do the children do? The two kinlach, they want to stay on the tati's lap, or the zaydi's lap. They want to stay there with their loved one. They want to stay in the lap. So, they behave. Why? Because they're afraid. They're afraid to get a patch. The patch is just a simen that they're close to Hashem. So we're asking for pachad, meaning we want a kiras Hashem, that we know that we're there, that if we do something wrong, we'll get a patch. That vise is a kirva. We want to be close to the one we love. And he tells us, Tnoim, you got to do this and you got to do this. If not, then you get off. So we want to have that kirva. And because of that kirva, that brings pachad. And what's Ema? Ema is the best of all. When I was once zecher to go into Rav Shach with my father, so we're waiting outside in the hall there by Rav Shach's house, and he walked by from his room to a different room to take care of something, then we're going to go in to see him. So as he walked by, he wasn't even looking at us, he walked by, I was standing next to my father, I jumped behind my father. I just jumped behind my father. I don't know, it was a strange feeling. He just walked by, he wasn't looking at me, I jumped, I hid behind my father. Didn't really, I told my father, it didn't help so much, but there was just a... So now, just tell the father that the gabbai would come to me and say, listen, if you're afraid to speak to him, so don't speak to him. He has a lot of things to do with his life. I'm sure he doesn't need you to speak to him. So go out. What do I say? I want that pachad. I want that ema. I want that closeness. Because the shach is so great, that's why I'm here waiting to get into him. So, Kosh Baruch Hu, the same thing. We want the ema. Ema means that we have the kirvas Hashem, the awesomeness of a Kosh Baruch Hu's closeness. That is what we want. And that should be so nunt and such kirvashah for the Kosh Baruch Hu that I'm afraid, not because of punishment, that's pachad, but because I'm close to someone the greatest thing in entire Bria. And that is what we should have, some type of machshava b'shas when we say these words, they must call al-komasha b'rasa. Now, we say Aleinu. So Betzem, we should be chavin this in every single time we say Aleinu. Right? It is a famous joke that Aleinu complained to Kosh Baruch Hu that we never have chavin. So he said he put it into Shemar Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. But this is something, I'm just telling you over what it says by regular Aleinu. And could be, if you have chavin properly in Aleinu during your Rosh Hashanah, you make a kinyan, you'll take the souvenir from Rosh Yom HaNarayim to you the whole entire year and mechavim properly in Aleinu. What does Aleinu say? So now, the Rekeach says, what happened? The Rekeach said, Kol Ish Hayari Dvar Hashem. It's in Eitzot Tfilos brings down the Rekeach. Rekeach is a Rishon. Kol Ish Hayari Dvar Hashem, Yosim Ali Boy Mechavim Ma'oid, Kishma Aleinu, Kishir Ashirim Hu, V'Yoshua Mishares Ish Aleikim, Yostoy. He went to Eretz Yisrael, he looked around, and he saw that the Oiv Dechama, the Lovana, the Oiv, Yadoinim, and Kishif. He looked at them, and he took his hand to Shemaim. He said, Aleinu L'Shabeach, Rabbein Nishom, look what they're all full of shtusim, Hevel V'Rik, and look what we have. Yaitzib Reishis, Seis Gdulos, Leisab Chalkeinu, Gehmer, Gehleinu, Chol HaMoinam. Right, Matoyf Chalkeinu, Manoyin Gar Aleinu, was such a wonderful, special Umar that you chose us. Look what they're doing. Imam is Shtusim Ravom, Hevel Rik, they're being Isaac in. He couldn't fathom that they're being Isaac in such Hevel Rik. So he was Nismali, Shvach to Kosh Baruch Hu because what he saw. Could be that horror that the Shem always puts the baseball same time as Rosh Hashanah, because when we're saying Aleinu, we're marking the Hevel Rik of what the Goyim have. That they have tremendous amount of Hevel Rik, but we have to be marker Aleinu Shabech. the goyim are full of hevel rik. And we have to thank Hashem and mole the structure of simcha that we reach such a valdika madrega of kirmes Hashem that He chose us. So I say, "Okay, Hashem yistachu v'anachlu koriyim yistachu v'nei melech malchei amlochim." And then the Matan Moshe, which is brought down the Kitzer in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, Simon Kuflam Beis, says, "Sheyesh leimer shvach zeh shalenu u'mishtachu v'beima b'yira b'rasis v'zeya." Ki kol tzva hashemayim shoymim. V'kosh baruch oymen im pamali shemayla. Every time we say leinu, the whole pamali shemayla is looking at us. V'kulam oynim v'oymrim. Ashrei ha'om shekocha loy. Ashrei ha'om shehashem elikov. Ashrei ha'om oizlei bach mesilas b'vavam. V'akhsha lefnei keser elyon keser ha'storm she'ein roi yudarim peh. B'peh. We are doing that. Do you know what it means? It's such a maimit. You think you're saying only in shul, and the six people are listening to you when you're saying aleinu? There's a maimid of pamaya shamayla of melech malchim watching you when you're doing that. The chal pachas on Rosh Hashanah, we should think what's happening over when we say aleinu. And as soon as the pingas brings down a chidah, the chidah says that v'yesh l'omer b'kavana u'bativa saroish v'nei she'ein shvach k'mayu l'yitrenu v'ola ala shvachas boilu. It's the greatest shvach. It's the greatest shach shayach, and this is Yisrael of Malchus. And Pinkus says from the Kadmoinim that when the reason why you end davening with Aleinu is that it should be shomer. The mashal of a person went to the base of Oitzer and took out the diamonds. So he wants to be shomer in the diamonds, so he wraps them up so the Gazlanim don't see what he has and he's able to walk in the street without being afraid that he'll be robbed. So he says, what is the pshat? Pshat is during tefillah you have a kiris Hashem. And you certainly yachas to Kosh Baruch Hu. But when you start going to leave the base Hashem, base tefillah, so you start thinking, I'm doing this and I have to do this, I have to take care of this, and this person did this to me and that. So the Yetzer starts being available that you have a koyach to do something and people bother you and the Yetzer makes you think all different things he's doing and everything. So you say aleinu. Shehei mishtach v'hevelrik, kuloi hevelrik, ein oi, there's no other koyaches. Evezul also, there's nothing else. There's nothing else but Kosh Baruch Hu. That is the awareness. And Kosh Baruch Hu, nothing, I don't do anything. This Kula Kosh Baruch Hu. The Mela, we have to be makar. This is Shir Shirim. The Shir Shirim, the Nunkite, the Kibbutz Hashem. Shir Shirim is, the Rashi says in Shir Shirim, the first Rashi says that it's Kodesh Kedoshim. When Nichas Kodesh Kedoshim, that's Mamash Kodesh Kedoshim. Chol HaPachas, two times, to be Kodesh, this Inyan. That Reb Mamish, it's the biggest shvach Kosh Baruch Hu. Now Rabbeinu Sadr Goin, Sefer Ikrim, Rav Matzio brought down Sefer Ikrim, Perak Dalin and Sefer Ikrim, the Gimel Shrashim of Amuna, Metzias Hashem, Hashkochas Schar Vaynish, and Torah Minashemayim. And he says they're masakin these three things in davening of Vashana, Kedei Lahar Leiva Adam Bikibal Mahanis Ha Ikrim Halalu Im Sifeim Shashem. So which is Malchus is Ashkachas is Amonis Hashem, Messias Hashem, Zachranis is Char Vainish, and Torah Min Shemayim is Shofris. Now we said a little bit of Malchus, and now I'll say a little bit of Zachranis. Zachranis is which is Maraimim a person. If we realize Hashem says everybody comes to Din by each person by himself, can they mourn? Hashem looks at each person by himself. Kosh Baruch comes to Yankel Beryl and says to him, "You know, you the whole year you didn't dress properly. You didn't put your right shoe first before your left shoe. Me, you know, I'm not a god of the door. I'm not. Who am I? It bothers you so much that I don't do that at Kosh Baruch Hu? Yes, Kosh Baruch Hu tells everybody, you Beryl make a difference in my malchus." That's why you're here alone. If you're everybody together, so maybe you're just part of a whole tzibur. But you come alone, and Hashem says, I saw an entire day. You didn't smile at your wife, and you didn't do this, and you didn't do that, and komani dvarim, which it's a person has to realize, and achrayis. It's the meraimim. I am chashiv lefnei habayri. Rav Olbo used to stress this. I am chashiv lefnei habayri. Kol prat of my life is chashiv. Not only the Chavetz Chaim's life, not only the Gaon's life and Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Hashem is interested in Yankel and Beryl, how they entire day. He watches them every single month of the day, which means that I have a tremendous achrayus. Zachrinus, on one hand, is a tremendous Zachrinus. And Nassim Vakwa said that when you're in the base of Melech now, it's a place of Eremimus. Melech is it's a beauty, and after 2 days of being a base of Melech, a person should come out with a bit of Eremim. Hashem needs me. Kavayachol. He doesn't need anybody, but in his own Hagar, in his Brio, he needs every single Yid. A guy, he just is a pawn. But a Yid, every single Yid, every hug of a Yid, every single pride of a Yid, how he ate and how he went to sleep and what he thought and this and that, kol rega v'rega, feed the madrega of each generation, Hashem needs us. And Zizek Chaim says that Ashri Isha lo yishkacheka, if you're makir Kosh Baruch Hu, he's mashkiach aleinu, so then he's knowing you properly. He's knowing you. The more you think about Hashem, the more Hashem thinks about you. Which means that he's zoicha the bris. He's zoicha all the taiva that he wants to give to you because of all the taivas of because you are doing to him, he's doing back to you. If a person chas shalom is ain el kav kirbi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mastered himself in this person. If he's makar and kol mushkoch, Hashem is washing him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special yachas. He brings out a mirror in Fuchim that if a person is constantly aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has a special anhaga. Special anhaga. So by us being aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering us and watching us, so he has a special anhaga. That is why that the Zohar Hashem has remembers us. Why should the remembrance bring out chesed of the avos and everything? Because we're doing our tachlis. We're remembering Hashem. That's your tachlis. So I'm remembering what I told to the Ovis. Because you're going to the Daki Ovis that they are always remembering us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's Shafris? The Shafris Torah Min HaShemayim. That the Sefer Ikrim says. Also, it's a Masha in Daf Lamed Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Also, the same thing as the Sefer Ikrim. The Sefer Ikrim is a Rishon. The Masha is in the back of the Gemara. Now, what is the Torah Min HaShemayim? Torah Min HaShemayim is that. Not just that it's nice to know that there's Torah Min HaShemayim. The word of Torah HaShemayim is that I am mekabel b'rotzayin his Torah. Whatever Hashem's rotzayin, every rega I want to mekabel his Torah. That's why we mentioned the Indian of Shofris and is the Indian of Kabbalah Torah. Because I'm mekabel his Torah. B'leiv shalim. As much as I can. The Chinuch says, the reason why you have Chinuch mitzvah shin lam and aleph, we kaveya machshav zeno al inyan akedus Yitzchok. When it's sired, when Hashem Allah says, "Gambanu kamayu ba'ava," mutarikach yalaz rechanenu l'toiva. We take a shofar shel ayil kedis yitzchok to give up our mishus for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mesiras nefesh Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Alter Kelim says people always mask him to be moist nefesh Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're willing to jump off a roof for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But are you mask him to give up schmoozing for that part of Seder for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Or are you asking him to jump off the roof for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are you asking him to stop speaking Lashon Hara? Are you asking him to be moisten efforts to daven b'kavana, even though it's very hard and you're very tired? I know a person who was at 2 o'clock in the morning, like got into bed, forgot to daven Ma'ariv. How much mysterious nefesh is to get out of daven Ma'ariv? How much is nefesh that is? Could be he got up, by the time he got up, he already finished. But it's mysterious nefesh. But and that's what Shofris is, to be moisten nefesh. And also the important nekuda of Be'er Chaveri, that it says in Rashi in the pasuk in Zayse Brach, one of the pesukim of Malchus, Yibeshu Melach v'Saasef Rashi Am Yachet Shifti Yisrael. Rashi says v'Saasef Yachet Baguda Achas Shalom B'neim Hu Malcolm Leik Sheish Lachoyks B'neim. There's only Melach, because only Melach of his Achtus. So that's a very important nekuda, Achtus. And also, the Torah Dvarah says Midas HaKesser. If you look at Torah Dvarah, Midas HaKesser is of Hashem is Beinam Chaveru. How are we supposed to know it with our Chaver? That's Midas HaKesser. And Mela, if a person wants to be Zerch to the Kesser, the Machter Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, so it's Chayiv that Beinam Chaveru. There's a Medrash that is not found, but in the earlier Svarim it's found. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu asks the Yom Din, the person that comes out to Shemayim, have a machtachas chavercha benachas ruach. That means you have to be malach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because every single person in this room is a chelik of the malachas Shemayim. If he's a chelik of the malachas Shemayim, you have to be noigim kashura, the ben Eved Melech Melech. Right? And Beprat, what on Rosh Hashanah fathers the inyan of doing for Klal Yisrael, the kedu the most, is the tefillah. Right? As the Maisa. This year, as Brian Lee mentioned, the Misa Din was Loi Woman. This year, there was, can say, there was Skila, Srefa, Herig, Henig, all the things that happened this year, people were burnt in fire, forest fires, and people drowned, and people were electrocuted, and people were stabbed and killed. And lo yumin, for last year's things happened, things that we never dreamed of happened to people, to Achenu B'nai Yisrael. By Levaya, people always say about Levaya, they say that the neshama should go up to Kisei Kavim Bet Rachamim. The Kisei Kavim comes down to us in Rosh Hashanah. We have to ask Rachamim for Kadosh Baruch Hu on all the things that happened, that this year that shouldn't happen, this thing. It's in our koiches. No one should say, who am I to daven? There's Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, there's so much tzaris, Leilenu, even in our own Beis Medrash, there were tzaris. And we have to think that was Nigdal Rosh Hashanah. And we have to daven. It's as Anchayis Ben Anu Chaveri that the least we could do is daven for Klal Yisrael, the whole, wherever they are. Right? Oh, Shil, all the things that Tzars people had, and the Maisa, we were Yisrael, we're not Yisrael, but Maisa, they're still suffering. I think Mrs. Klutsky and Mr. Klutsky are Yashiv Das with what happened to them. It's, we have to have a Shaykhis to feeling for them. And a person shouldn't think that he's not Roy. Who am I to do to have an effect? We'll say with a mashal. Just this Nakuda and one Nakuda and end. You have a person who's on his deathbed, and a doctor is machadish a certain machine to heal this person. So he cranks the whole machine, and they get the parts, and they have to take it apart, and they bring it to this person's deathbed, and they put it together, all different pieces, and they realize now that there's missing one screw. One screw is missing. And they don't screw this in, then the whole machine is going to shake, and it can't reach its tachlis of healing. And there's the pachet, the person is getting sicker and sicker, and they can't get a new screw, which is special screw bay to make it. You have to go to by the time they get back, a little boy sees that under the found the cracks, the screw. He sticks his hand in, it's a small hand, picks it up, and he gives it to the person, screw it in, they plug it into this person and save his life. They take the child and they hug him and kiss him. He's the one to save the person. You know, the professor standing on the side, and what about me? I built the whole machine with my everything. Says you're right. But Maisa, at this moment, who did it? It was this little child. Klal Yisrael has, from Moshe Beinu, Tanoim, Amroim, Goinim, Rishonim, Achreinim, Gvaldikim, Makabal Malach HaShemayim, and they're bringing the Slav to Melech HaMashiach. But they're lacking something, lacking that screw. We are that screw. We are that little boy or the screw, however you want to look at it. We are that connecting piece. And they are the one with the grace machine. They did it. But if we're not Makal Malch Shemaim, if we're not the ones that are doing the proper things, there's no connection. And Chas Shalom, the Kabbalah's Malch Shemaim to bring Mashiach will not be there, because without us, Mashiach can't come. And we have to realize that as great as they all are counting on us to make the last twitch, last screw into the gesher of to bring Malch Mashiach. So we have to realize we have a Christ, and we can do. And feed and our Madrega. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that in Tavshin Ayin Beis, in Tavshin Ayin Aleph, what our Kareichas are, and our Malchus Shemayim. That's what he wants. And Nocha Dabar Chizik, we say Lamaseach Ne Korach. Right? So Korach, I heard this from Reuben Karelenstein. What's Korach? Korach, Bnei Korach. Korach, Bnei Korach. Rashi brings down in Parshas Pinchas, I think, that they were standing on a ledge in Gehenim. They were standing ledge in Gehenim, and they were Mahar B'tshuva. They couldn't talk. The Mahar B'tshuva, and Hashem took them out, and they were Zerchot Hav Shvul from their children. It says, a person could think, who am I? And who, what did I accomplish? I'm such a this, I'm such a that, I'm not Matzliach, I'm not Mashiach Ruchnias. So, before we blow the shofar, Lam Natzeach, Lamei Korach, Mizmor, no one's worse than Korach, they're Mamish in Gehenim. No one's the Namadrega. And if they can get out, and they could reach Milos Gedolos and have children like Shmuel Navi, then everybody is capable of doing it. Seven times. Lamad Seach, Lamei Karach, Lizmor, Tim Chazikos, Nachamol, that I'm capable of reaching Gedolos, Godless. Minameta Krasi Ka, Nodi Mechav Ka is in Ruchnius. With any Matzav of Beta, if you feel that you're in a Meta of Ruchnius, you cry to Hashem. And that is Tako, which is Zecha, to Ksivasim and Torah, but Or Panachi Aleichun. And it'll be dialysis or it's saying no.